Well, as we wait for the Reverend Wendell Anthony, just want to talk about the Detroit NAACP's 69th Annual Fight for Freedom Fund Dinner that's set to take place this coming Sunday. And it's going to be historic because it's going to feature the keynote speaker will be our President Joe Biden. And it's significant because his appearance marks only the second time in the dinner's history that a sitting U.S. president has given the keynote address.
Clinton was here one year?
Yeah. Clinton was here one year, and that's it. Obama was here as a senator, but not as president.
Well, and this is where political fortunes are won and lost in many cases, right? This
Absolutely.
Is kind of the proving ground of the up-and-comers. He's certainly, Joe Biden's not an up-and-comer anymore, but their political fortunes are determined by this dinner.
Absolutely. Let's get more information on this event from the Reverend Dr. Wendell Anthony, president of the Detroit NAACP. Good morning, Reverend Anthony.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing well. And let me ask you about this Fight for Freedom Fund dinner, which has this rich history dating back to, 1956. How do you see the event's significance evolving in today's social and political climate, particularly with President Biden as this year's keynote speaker?
Well, thanks, and thanks for having me. I think, and you all were just talking about it, the Fight for Freedom Fund Dinner in Detroit is an iconic, historic event. There's nothing like it in the country. We've hosted presidents before. We've hosted Bill Clinton. We hosted Al Gore. We hosted Obama prior to him becoming president, Kamala Harris. Vice President Biden has been here as vice president. The first speaker was Thurgood Marshall and Colin Powell and a host of others. So it's the kind of event that brings all people together, regardless of ideologies and faith or races or ethnicities. It's an assembly. To call it a dinner really reduces what it does. It's an impact. People network there. People come to hear what the issues of the day are. People come to try to get some feel for what's happening in the country. That's why we make awards to people for what they're doing in the area, preserving civil rights and human rights, freedom and justice. It's a tremendous event. And all of Detroit and Michigan should be very proud of us having it. You know, Lloyd, sometimes I wonder, you know, we're not as big as New York or L.A. Or some other cities, but yet we are the only one that can bring together this kind of dynamic institutional event, and people look forward to it. Some folks, it's like Christmas or New Year's. It's the Detroit NAACP Fight for Freedom Fund dinner. So it's quite an event.
Reverend, when it comes to politics, there have been numerous polls that have come out that said that President Biden's support within the Black community is waning. Why do you think that is, and what does he need to do?
Well, first of all, thank you for the question. As you know, I'm not a surrogate for Vice President, for President now, Biden. And the NAACP as an organization does not endorse partisan individuals. We endorse policies and we endorse programs. And whoever has it is where we're going, because we have people who are Democrat, who are Republican, who are no names, who are people who don't know what they are, independents inside the organization. I do think, however, that, you know, African-American community has, in many cases by some, been taken for granted. They're going to vote one way or this way or the highway. I think that people need to be touched. Priorities need to be made relative to their interests. You know, we are quite aware of the war between Israel and Palestinians in Gaza. Our hearts bleed when we see mothers and grandmamas and fathers and babies being killed. And our hearts and minds are with those who are suffering. If anyone knows about suffering, is African Americans. And so we're not insensitive to that. We pray for peace. We want a two-state solution. Ultimately, we want humanitarian aid to go into Gaza to help people. We also do not want to see Israelis threatened and kidnapped. We want the those persons who are held as hostages released immediately. And we believe that that should occur. However, we have a number of issues. In addition to that issue, we have the issue of preserving the right to vote. The George Floyd Justice and Policing Act for African Americans and others has not been passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act has not been passed. The fact that we still have people who are threatening the security of Social Security, whether that's going to be privatized or expanded. Healthcare is on the table for many of us, and the situation in Ukraine and others. So we have a number of issues that we want to have addressed, and just the whole issue of education. You know, this is the 70th year since Brown versus the Board of Education.
Yes.
On May 17, 1954. We celebrate 70 years tomorrow. And so people are now talking about revising the way education is. Some cities are talking about and have moved to secede based upon the integration of education. In Baton Rouge, they formed St. Joseph's City based upon the fact they didn't want to have an integrated school system. They want a separate kind of situation. That's not the only place. Texas is talking about doing some of the same things. So we're going backwards, and we cannot afford to do that. So I think that whoever is running for president needs to speak to those kinds of issues and to speak to the heart of America for all people. And whether that's somebody with a R next to his name or somebody with a D next to his name, it's not an R or a D or an I, it's a
right.
P. P for policy. What is your policy to bring people together? What is your policy to make America what America says it is, according to the Constitution and according to the dream, which should be a reality, that we've had for hundreds of years?
Reverend Anthony, we only got 90 seconds left, and I wanted to ask you, the real consequence of them not addressing those issues important to your constituency is 62% of black voters now say they're absolutely certain they will vote in November election. That's down 12 points. So
yes.
There's
yes.
They're disconnecting. What will the NAACP, mm-hmm. I know you don't endorse candidates, but what will
right.
you be doing to motivate your community to show up at the polls, the souls to the
Get
polls?
Get your souls to the polls.
Take your souls to the polls. And that's not a slogan. That's a program of voter registration, information, mobilization, and protection. And it's used now all across the country. I started that over 20 years ago. My only regret is that I didn't patent it. I might be making some money on it. You know, people using it don't give me credit for it, but that's all right. Get the people out and let them vote. But we're door knocking. We will be calling. We'll be having mobile units in the community. We will mobilize and mobilize and mobilize till we can't mobilize no more. You mobilize to organize so you won't have to agonize. That's what we say.
All right.
So we're on it to win it.
All right. Reverend Dr. Wendell Anthony, president of the Detroit NAACP, thank you for being here. Good luck this weekend at the dinner.
Thank you so very much for having me.
All right. Strap in. Our conversation with Indy driver Miles Rowe as he gears up for the 2024 Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix. That's next at 8:35.